Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. Let me encourage you from the words of Jesus from the book of Mark, chapter 8, verses 36 to 37. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? My dear brothers and sisters, and every believer, there is a constant struggle between the old nature, which is attracted to the world, and the new nature, which responds to God. These two opposing natures will never cease to struggle as long as we are residents of this world. Worldliness can be described as anything that tends to draw us away from God and limits us from being all that He wants us to be. Separation from the world, however, does not mean that we are to live in isolation from individuals within the world, whether they be saint or sinner. We cannot represent a Lord if we remain aloof from the needs of those around us. There must always be that fine balance in our lives between a closeness and total commitment to Christ and an availability and helpful contact with those in our everyday life. A Christian's goal in life is to cease from sin and thus starve the old nature, which tends to be selfish, hateful, and greedy. My dear brothers and sisters, that is why the Lord God Almighty has given us the power of the Holy Spirit to say no to sin and yes to Jesus, to worship Him with all our heart and mind and soul and spirit, to fulfill the great commandment and to accomplish the great commission. It goes hand in hand. If we love Jesus, we will love the people of God. We love humanity, and we will be willing to share the message of hope that the Lord Jesus gives to the world, to the people around us. And that's the call of the Holy Spirit. So my question to you is, would you take your time, would you take your life, your soul, and render it unto the Lord for His glory, for His service, and in the service of people around you who are languishing without salvation, languishing without hope of eternal life, and they have no way to go? So today, make a decision and say, Lord, I will make my life count for You. I will make my life count for Your kingdom. I will be a great ambassador for Jesus. Yet at the same time, I thank You for empowering me and giving me a life free and from sin and overcoming every challenge that the enemy throws across at me. Amen. That's what is the Spirit of the Lord is calling us. I was listening to Fanny Crosby's beautiful hymn, Take the World But Give Me Jesus. All its joys are but a name, but His love abideth ever through eternal years the same. Then the chorus goes, Oh the height and depth of mercy, Oh the length and breadth of love, Oh the fullness of redemption, pledge of endless life above. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank You for this beautiful day that You have created and added into our lives. We humble ourselves before You. We acknowledge Your Lordship over our spirit, our soul, and our body. Lord God Almighty, we thank You for Your loving kindness and tender mercies that, O Lord, are forever follows us, O Father. Your goodness and mercy that follows us every day of our life. Today we are in the land of the living to praise You and to glorify You. Father God, I thank You. Give us the grace that our lives will count for Christ and for Your kingdom, that we will live holy lives unto You. We will be great ambassadors of Christ on this earth. And Lord God Almighty, that many souls will be impacted through our lives and brought into the kingdom of Christ. Father, we thank You for that. Today, Lord, I thank You for Your flock as they tend to, Lord, step out to their jobs and to their businesses and running the errands for the day. I release Your anointing. I release Your grace and glory upon their lives. You will bless them. You will uphold them with your right righteous hand. And you will keep them from the evil one. Abba Father, we thank you. Abba Father, I also thank you for the ones who may be struggling or grappling with their health. I release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies. Every manner of sickness, I rebuke it from the frame in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you for that. We give you the glory and honor, dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful weekend ahead of you. And don't forget to go to church this Sunday. And God bless you. Bye for now.